98.5. The Sports Hub gets you up.
Hello, Mr. Danny.
Good morning.
I'm not telling you anything you didn't know.
Gets you home.
They don't have a dominating personality.
Not the The team thinks he's going to
expose. Toucher and Rich.
Younger and Mad.
98.5. The Sports Hub. You get to experience it for breakfast.
He's like, hello!
The Toucher and Rich Show on 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Bring up the five villain.
98.5. The Sports Hub. This is our face. They were showing that accident that was on 93. I don't know how you can go in a tunnel. I just don't understand how you can be in a tunnel.
It is somewhat nightmarish when you see something like that. I mean, because it was block. That was where it was two lanes, right? And it was blocking the right lane, but it was leaning over one. So you just have to barely almost scrape the wall on your left to get past thing.
Yep.
Just imagine being the car behind that, just knowing that you're just wedged in there. And there's no way of getting out unless you pull a daylight like
it's the first thing
Sylvester Stallone.
The first thing I thought of when I saw it.
I mean, because your mentality, like your mental state as a living thing is not to be underground in a tunnel.
Yeah.
I mean, if you put an animal underground in the tunnel, it would probably freak out.
Yes.
And we're just animals. And then so you're stuck in there and there's no way out. Who sits in that situation is just like, you know, it's life.
I'll just stick with it.
Yeah, you know, it's water off a duck's back.
Yeah, that is, and today of all days, too, I mean, I guess when that wreck was finally cleared up and they got it out of the way, there was a car that had been sitting in traffic so long that it ran out of gas. So there was a stalled car in the middle of the road, so the traffic really never got solved until you got that thing gone. So today's just going to be a fun day.
Why would you leave your engine running all that time in a tunnel?
Well, I guess you have to. What, you going to turn your car off if you're stop and go?
If you're stuck there, you're not going anywhere. You know the accident's right in front of you, unless the car was further out. The car was stuck on the expressway further back.
Yeah, it was further back.
I thought it was stuck in the tunnel.
No, it was further back. Even in the tunnel, though, I'm not turning my car off.
Yeah, well, you can have a car like mine where you have an option of the engine, you know, goes off. And then when you hit the gas, it comes back on again.
Oh, see, that weirds me out. Like, when I rent a car that does that, that weirds me out.
Yeah, it doesn't. I don't even notice it anymore. Because it's good for the environment, and that's what I'm all about.
Your carbon footprint, I understand.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's so good for the environment. If everyone had one of those, there'd be no problems.
Speaking of problems, this is something that a friend of mine told me. He is going in a couple of weeks to one of his friends is getting married, and he was telling me about this the other day. Have you ever heard of this before? So he said that instead of having a bachelor party, what the groom and the bride have decided is that they're going to have something called a Jack and Jill party. It's a Jack and Jill bachelorette party. And what that is, it's when the bride and the groom together have a party. Now, they all travel together.
No.
And they go to in this case, they're going to go to a resort. And the men are going to play golf and the women are going to be in the spa. And they're all going to have lunch together, both groups.
No.
And then they're going to go and walk around or do some sort of shopping. And then they're all going to get dressed. They're all going to go to dinner together and go to a club together. And the first thing I said to my friend is, that is a marriage that is not going to last. That is a woman who does not trust her husband, and that is someone whose balls are going to be in a jar by the time it's all over with. Have you ever heard of anybody doing that before?
Nope. I've heard of people not having bachelor parties.
Okay, that's one thing. But this is something that is called a Jack and Jill party. If you were invited to one of those and realized that anything you had to do with the groom, and you're looking forward to bringing your groom out, because we face it, bachelor parties are usually for the people who attend, not the actual bachelor. Usually it's for the other people who are there.
Sadly, I would bet you 75% of the bachelor parties I've been to have involved prostitutes.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Mine was so lame. But lame in a good way. They took me to a... I had this friend who was kind of like a big talker. Like, yeah, man, I got a limo for the big night. And what pulls up was a stretch Hummer, yet it had on the side of it a giant ad and decal for a car wash company.
There you go.
So basically he knew somebody who had a car wash and this was their promo vehicle. And we went driving around town with a car wash thing. And then he took me to a dirt bike race. And then we went to the seediest place in town, which was, remember Girls Are Fun?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My wife's been to Girls Are Fun. I've never been there.
He said, I'm going to find the grossest place in town. And we're going to take you there. And it was in an old broken down 7-Eleven.
Yeah. And then wasn't that they had little rooms?
Oh, it was the most disgusting place I've ever been. It was two meth heads were working there at the time.
Didn't they just turn on the radio?
Yeah. So what happened was they took me and my friend to this room, and this girl's in there, and she's like, get real comfortable. She's got maybe, and I'm not exaggerating, she's probably got 10 teeth in her entire mouth. And she goes, get real comfortable. And she puts on this clock radio next to the couch that we're sitting on. And the clock radio is like whatever like the hip-hop station is, or the R&B station. They were playing Bone Thugs and Harmony at the time. And the music started playing, and she goes, how do you like this? And she starts dancing. And in the middle of her dancing, it goes to commercial, and an AutoZone commercial comes on. Get in the zone, AutoZone! And she just continues to dance to the commercial.
Yeah,
like trying to go with the music that's playing in the background of the AutoZone commercial.
The idea that she couldn't get... A cassette tape.
Like a boombox or something like
that. Yeah, that is a little sad.
Yeah, you couldn't even do that. You just had the little clock radio. And I said, I've got to get out of here. This is disgusting. I don't want to touch anything in this room. This Jack and Jill thing sounds like the worst idea ever.
Well, in fairness to the gentleman who had bachelor parties with prostitutes, if a lot of times if you hire a stripper to come to the bachelor party, the things can come up that you didn't expect. Like, you know... Yeah, like you can just, like, there's opportunities there that, and nothing I'd want to be a part of, but they were there. Brendan, go ahead.
Yeah, so that Jack and Jill thing, I think you guys got a little wrong. It doesn't, like, take place in lieu of the bachelor party or bachelorette party.
This one does.
What it does, it, like, replaces, like, the bridal shower. So instead of the girls getting together and, you know, you're getting gifts for things you probably don't even need, you really do, like 50-50 raffles, and you basically have a big party where you kind of make money instead of getting gifts. So
you threw one, didn't you?
I think it's better.
You had one, didn't you?
A wedding.
Did you have one?
Not yet. Actually, I just got engaged, and we're talking about heaven.
Oh, I see. That's why.
There's still a chance to get out of the way.
Save
man.
Your manhood.
Come on.
She's going to take your balls next.
Brendan,
don't
please.
Do it.
No. Hey. We already got the bachelor party planned. Like, this Saratoga, we're going. But I think that's better because we get money instead of gifts.
No. This isn't the shower. They had a shower, too. This is it's a Jack and Jill, it's called, bachelor, bachelorette party. And I went online, and there's all these, like, different suggestions, and there's message boards, and they all start with, I don't really want my husband to go out and do something with his friends because I don't really think that it would be appropriate what they might get into. So we're thinking about having a Jack and Jill party. That's all it is.
That's like
it's
when women
don't trust their husbands.
Yeah, and they, like, don't want you to go to a strip club, which is the most asinine thing in the world.
This is the wife from the... You're exactly right. Dancing in my headphones. This is the wife from The Hangover. It's the guy, Andy from The Office's wife in The Hangover. Those are the type of people who do Jack and Jill Bachelor Bachelorette parties.
Dominic, go ahead.
Morning, boys.
Hey.
So, my wife now at the time said to me before we got married, said, well, let's have a Jack and Jill party. I said, what's that, a new drink? She said, no, that's a party where all our friends can get together and just one big Bachelor Bachelorette party. I said, sure, we can have that after my bachelor party.
See, that's fine.
Yeah.
No way. And, you know, that's all through anyway. But good Lord.
Yeah.
Come on, boys. Unfuck them and get a set.
Yeah. I just got a tweet that said, I've been to a Jack and Jill. It was so dumb, their marriage didn't last.
I don't understand women who don't want their husbands going to a strip club. Like, why would you possibly care? I mean,
unless they just can't trust them. Unless they just,
what are you going to get in a strip club? Are you going to have sex?
No. You're right about
that. Generally, you're not going to have sex. I mean, you're worried about, like, a hand? Like, oh, boy. Uh-oh. He's going to leave you for the stripper. Yeah, I couldn't be with a woman that said that you can't go to a strip. I haven't been to a strip club in forever. But maybe I'm going to Rhode Island. Maybe leave the wife and kid.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Go over the Foxy Lady. Hope I run into Mo Vaughn.
Crushing wings?
Yeah.
Crushing and putting a trash can right next to him?
Yeah, maybe I'll just take the family there. I hear they got great wings.
Well, that's what they're saying. That's what listeners have said when they've run into Mo Vaughn there.
I've never had food. The best is Centerfolds in Atlanta, like... hired this, you know, big-time cook from a steak restaurant and, like, to make it, like, classy. Like, what am I going to... Like, I'm going to sit there and eat?
That?
Yeah, like, I'm just going to eat? Why? Well, I'll go to a restaurant. Rachel's in, well, my friend had a VIP pass to Rachel's in Orlando. Rachel's in Orlando is one of the most fun times I've ever had at a strip club. Because I was 23 and not incredibly ugly. And the girls were just happy that there was 23-year-olds there.
I have never been to a strip club when it wasn't a bachelor party because they make me, like, nervous. I hate when people are trying to get money from you. Like, when they're, like, everyone's trying to, like, you know, I hate saying no. I don't want to do that. Although I did it for you, Fred. I hung in there.
You did.
I hung in there well past when all of your friends, it was Fred's bachelor party, and we went out to this club, and Fred just, I don't know where he went, but, I mean, he was doing, I don't know what happened. Like, you, like, you were with some girl or whatever in the back, and it was a private dance.
For hours.
Yeah. It was hours. And all of the friends were just like, we're leaving.
I spent
I'm
so
not
much
waiting
money.
For Fred. And I'm like, I can't leave Fred behind. He's the groom.
Yeah.
So I just sat there, and I, like, ordered a Coke and sat in the corner and was just, like, trying to hide so nobody would, like, come over and talk to me. And I just sat there. And Fred, how long was it?
I was probably there for 2 hours. Someone fell asleep
in the back
at the table.
Of 2 hours?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, so, my God.
So I just sat there and tried to kind of, like, stay away from everyone and listen to...
I was having the time of my life.
I might have heard the entire ZZ Top's greatest hits.
Did they find you? Did the strippers find you in the corner there?
Like, about every 20 minutes, yeah. Someone would come by.
I think
by
they realized
say,
pretty
sorry.
Quick that table. Considering someone was asleep at it.
Right. The entire, like, Van Halen 2 album.
I think Axl fell asleep at the table.
Yeah, at one point, one of his friends fell asleep waiting for Fred, and I was like, just go home. I
you,
got him.
You, were you the only one there?
The only one that stayed.
Oh, really?
The only one.
I was having the time of my life.
Oh, my God. Your entire bachelor party, the entire party left you alone, as far as you know, in the strip club, and you were the one getting married.
Yeah, but I was in there till like 5 in the morning.
Oh, all right. Well, I wouldn't have stayed either. 5 in the morning.
Ladies!
Nice.
It was like the greatest strip club.
It's T&R.
I heard you like to party.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I mean, that's not the way human beings act.
Follow these guys on Twitter at Toucher and Rich.
Boy, did Twitter explode.
Five, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich.
Pasta.
Frito burrito. You're on it.
Fritos and beef.
You're on it.
Did you say pasta?
Pasta.
Right? It's like...
Pasta.
Fritos and beef. By the way, the traffic is... already a nightmare everywhere, as everyone knows, but I guess right down the street from here, the Boston Calling thing they got set up right down the road is unbelievable. Have you seen the setup they have? There's like a Ferris wheel and those gigantic stages, and I think the music here starts at like 2:45, so I don't know what time people are going to show up to start cramming in front of the stage, but if you're anywhere near Harvard, just keep that in mind, too. I don't know where people are parking for that. Anybody have any ID?
No.
Yeah, I got to think you got to take the T to that. I mean,
they're saying to take the T, public transportation. Do not drive in the area.
Well, there's probably going to be the people who try to do the Renegade drop-off, which you're going to see people on the side of Stroh.
Oh, I hate that.
And that's going to happen.
That's the worst thing in the world.
Because that's the people that say, I got my hazards on. The laws don't apply to me.
And meanwhile, 14 people are jumping off on a road where I think it's like 45 miles an hour. Maybe around that curve there.
Hey, this doesn't mean anything to me.
So that's gonna be nuts. That lineup tomorrow is excellent, by the way. I know, you know, Jack White I'm fine with, but Queens of the Stone Age, Royal Blood, tonight's the Killers. They got some pretty big names. And I know Mike D's gonna be there too.
Mike D's just DJs though.
Still, it's kinda cool to see him there. He is right before Eminem on Sunday.
That is gonna be a major disappointment.
Eminem Live's all right.
No. Eminem's fine.
Yeah.
People want to see Eminem. I'm just saying Mike D playing the second to last spot is going to disappoint a lot of people because a lot of people are going to go, oh, he's going to do like Beastie Boys stuff. And he's not. He's going to be playing records.
The hope is, though, amongst the people who have been talking about this, and they're hoping that he jumps on stage with one of the other acts, namely Eminem. They're hoping that he would go on stage and do something with Eminem.
Fair enough, but that's during Eminem's show.
Yeah, it is.
Like, because I follow Mike D on Instagram, and trust me, he's a DJ.
And not like a danger.
No, he goes up there and plays. It's like seeing Pauly D.
No, it's not like seeing Pauly D. He plays records. He plays songs that he likes. I don't think it's going to be much of a spectacle. Now, I could be completely wrong.
Maybe.
And he could do something he's never done since Yacht died. You know, they have a book coming out.
They do. Yeah, it's got, the book is part comic book, it's part cookbook, part story of the band.
Yeah,
like, they just put a ton of stuff in there.
And I would buy it and read it the day it came out, and I'm going to. But the way that it's supposed to be is exceptionally disappointing.
Really?
It's not linear. It's like weird.
Okay, kind of goes all over the place.
Yeah.
See, I would love a good oral history of that band. Like, that would be awesome.
There is one in Spin.
Okay.
Spin had a great oral history of the Beastie Boys.
Oh, see, that would be fun to read.
While they were alive. Apparently, they hated Mike D. Like, he was the odd man out for the early part of their career.
And why is that?
They thought he was like a nerd.
Well, he was the one who definitely, with the hip hop wear, overcompensated more than the other two guys. Like, you look at early pictures of them in, like, the License to Ill age, and, you know, Yacht was, he kind of would do like the glasses or whatever like that. But then you had MCA, and MCA was just kind of a normal dweeb. And Mike D had complete gold chains and fur coats and stuff. And he seemed like he was overcompensating more than the rest of them.
I think that they were kind of joking around.
Sure, maybe.
But MCA, aka Yacht, he was in all these hardcore pictures. It's so funny because his family had money, but he was like at the recording sessions for the Bad Brains. Like, in all these old, like, hardcore shows, there's Yacht in the background.
Well.
And I think, and Mike D got in, like, Harvard and stuff, so I think they thought he was a nerd.
Well, on a completely different note, but something that might disappoint Celtics fans with the game coming up tonight and people thinking ahead about the offseason and what's going to happen, blah, blah, blah. Anyone who was dreaming, like I was, that there might be a slight chance that this team would be able to go out and get Anthony Davis in the offseason. That doesn't look good now. Because yesterday they released the list of the all-NBA teams, the first team, second team, and third team. By the way, no Celtics on any of those. But Anthony Davis got on the first team, which means he now qualifies for what's called a Supermax contract. And you have to make the all-NBA team to do that. And he can sign it as early as next year. And it would be a five-year deal that would start in 2020. And because he's got the Supermax deal, it could be worth $230 million, which would be the largest contract in NBA history, and $70 million more than any other team could offer.
So
if you're Anthony Davis,
you're not leaving.
Are you going to turn down $70 million? Dollars? No. No, listen, you stay in New Orleans, you're not going to win. You're not going to. Okay. That organization's awful. It's not a good organization.
I don't know. They won a playoff series. They were willing to go out and get Cousins. You know, I don't know. I'm not.
They're bleeding money. There's no support in that city for that team.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? Mike, I have to clear this up. Mike, go ahead.
Hello, Mike.
Mike.
Mike is gone.
Mike.
Mike.
I wanted to. He said, Fred, 70% of your friends probably divorced because of the prostitutes. I've never been to a bachelor party where the groom had sex with a prostitute. I've never been to a bachelor party where the groom had sex with the prostitute, myself included. But you'll have a dance. It was a situation where there was like a dancer, and then they would go like, "Okay, like,
well,
who wants to have sex like, while I'm here?"
That's kind of funny. Well, you know, listen, I'm already here, so maybe I'll make a little supplemental income.
Yeah, it's just like
get
okay,
my side hustle on.
Yeah, this wasn't planned. Like,
I didn't realize this was going to happen, but. I guess you're not too creepy.
No, in the one that at my bachelor party was not part of the bachelor party. It was a friend of mine from high school and a friend of mine from Atlanta. This really good looking girl came up to us in like the lobby at like 3 a.m. And I'm like, all right, guys, you can go upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat at the bar for like 45 minutes. And when I came upstairs, it was still going. So that was the prostitute situation at my bachelor party.
Oh, that's the way that it was.
That's the way that it is.
By the way, has Terry Rozier hurt his value over the last couple games? How he's just completely disappeared?
Depends on, well, yes, but it's not over yet. It depends on what he does from here on forward as well.
Understood.
Because if he goes out and shoots 9 for 15 and scores 25 points tonight in a closeout game, all of a sudden everyone's going to forget about earlier in the series. And if he performs well in the NBA Finals, his value go right back to where it was 2 weeks ago.
Because what everyone was saying after game two against Cleveland, or maybe even before that, I would say after the series against Philadelphia, was that he would be worth a first round pick, like maybe even the Clippers. Like lottery
that
pick.
I said that. That's my belief. That's not a widely held.
No. You're not the only one I've heard say that. Is that the Clippers, because they would desperately need somebody, they like a point guard like him, and if he obviously became available because they're not going to be able to sign both him and Marcus Smart, that they would be willing to give up one of their lottery picks for it. And that is kind of the school of thought for a lot of people. So let's say Terry Rozier continues being as bad as he's been the last couple games, and they get bounced.
Shot 3 of 15 in game five.
Cleveland comes back and wins two games, and Terry Rozier doesn't do much. Mm-hmm. How badly does that hurt his value?
I wouldn't trade a lottery pick for him. That's a deep draft.
Well, it's
there's guys that are coming off injuries, like Porter Jr., that you could conceivably fall to that late in the lottery.
But if you're the Clippers and you have back-to-back picks, you're still getting one guy like that in addition to a starting point guard you can plug in and play.
And then I'm going to have to pay instead of having two guys on rookie deals, which, if not superior, equal talent. I mean, Terry Rozier is playing out of necessity. Terry Rozier is not worth a lottery pick. Think about the finances involved. I mean, think of all the things the Celtics can do because they have two picks that hit.
Fred, if he goes back to what he was during the Philadelphia series and they go to the finals, someone's gonna put a high pick up there.
The other part is, I would immediately fire the GM because I would say that you're making a move based on such a small sample size and you're willing to give up collateral that's so valuable.
Well, what if you have the world's greatest salesman on the other end of the phone, Mr. Danny Ainge, who gets people to do sucker things? Like, he basically makes idiots out of GMs all across the NBA.
I'm not asking for a top 10 pick. I'm asking for pick 12 or 13.
And that's what the Clippers have, right? They have 14 or something?
I think it's 12 and 13.
And I could pick up a backup point guard with a 12 or 13 pick that's going to cost me not nearly as much money.
Would Terry Rozier want a max deal? Probably not.
No, but I can have a rookie contract. Terry Rozier is going to want more money than you would pay a rookie.
Yep.
So
a lot more.
Yeah, a lot more. So no, I wouldn't make that move in any way, shape, or form.
It never ceases to amaze me how dumb some GMs are and how much money they give these guys.
Well,
I'll go back to Evan Turner.
One deal that Danny Ainge made that was truly great was the Brooklyn deal.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you could say that, but there's also everything with Kevin Garnett. I mean, he's got a history. So, I mean, there's that, and you know, you could take a look at Isaiah Thomas. That was massive.
A lot of his trades have worked out in the Celtics' favor. He hasn't had too many bad ones.
Right. But the one that's responsible for the best success out of all of them
has been the Brooklyn deal, yes.
And I would say that's on Brooklyn. That was.
Or would you say it's Kevin Garnett? Kevin Garnett's a better one because that got them a championship ultimately.
I mean,
they're both amazing.
I mean, they could win multiple championships now. And they could afford, three max guys. All right. Regardless, Danny Ainge, I will go on record as saying is a pretty good GM.
Listen, I mean, don't set the mics up for
it. I don't want people to think I'm a homer. All right. Here are the headlines.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Stack it up. 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what is going on?
Well, there was a study that was just concluded by Major League Baseball to figure out whether or not the balls are juiced. Since there's been so many home runs as of late, and that has been speculation for a while.
You say home runs, I say ding-dongs.
Yeah, ding-dongs.
Not ding-dongs.
Salamis.
Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I like to have at the end of the day?
What's that?
Big ol' salami sandwich.
Salami.
You know what a salami sandwich is?
What's that?
Three ding-dongs in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Two pieces of bread. A little salami inside. How about this? Base hit. Dinga. Base hit.
I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
Salami.
I think you have it the wrong way. I think you want the salamis on the outside.
Okay.
You
don't make a sandwich out of salami.
You're right.
Wonder Bread is a base hit.
Got it.
A salami is the zoom into the stands.
Yep, my fault.
By the way, I'm looking up, and Harvey Weinstein is now turning himself in. He has officially been charged with rape, criminal sex act, sex abuse.
He's lost some weight, though.
Well, the guy's probably not eating. So he has he turned himself in this morning. And, they say that the subpoena had a wide array of items, including phone records, emails, financial records, and all of these different things. And I guess he is in trouble. I apparently they have enough stuff to put him away for a while.
So. I would imagine.
So we shall see. All right, back to the juice balls. They did a report, Major League Baseball did, and they said that, hey, despite everything that people have been saying and speculating, there's no evidence that there's been any change that increases the ball launch conditions. That is, the ball is not juiced, but they do find that aerodynamic properties of the baseballs have changed.
What?
In a matter that corresponds to the increase in the batted ball distance. In other words, balls are being struck in roughly the same manner, but are going further than previously. Isn't that the definition of being juiced?
Well, and also players are their swing trajectory,
swing path.
No,
does that make sense?
Swing trajectory, I believe, is the term. I could be wrong.
They're being taught differently.
Yes, you are being taught. You used to be taught to swing down on the ball, and now they're being taught to. It's kind of the same, but you want an upward, because the belief now, according to some hitting instructors, and some people would challenge this because there's different theories, but if you look at a Bryant, for instance, he has tweaked his swing because the belief is that there's more room in the outfield. Obviously, there's the chance of the home run. So the idea of hitting a line drive back to the pitcher has being phased out by at least some major leaguers.
Okay, but I mean, this seems to hold true that if you're getting more distance on it, isn't that something like, that's the definition of being juiced. So everyone who was speculating over the last few years has been right, yet Major League Baseball comes out with a study and the headline is the balls aren't juiced, yet the evidence says that it is.
Well, you know what? You might as well call the ball Sunny D.
Because it's juiced.
Juiced.
Is that even real juice? I don't know. Thank you, Fred. Appreciate that.
No laughs?
No. Not for that one.
John, you're always laughing.
Come I know. On. As I said, I fake laughter for all this time. You figure I'd
I'm going to do a stand-up act that's all baseball jokes.
You should. you and what's his name who writes the Red Sox rhymes should go on tour together.
Yeah. I don't know if the balls are juiced.
Dick Flavin. You and Dick Flavin.
But the last time I was up to bat, they threw me a bottle of apple juice.
So you use juice in the punchline too.
Yeah.
If you can't
and
do
then
that,
and then I tag it with
you should have said Minute Maid.
Then I would tag it. Well, then I would tag it with Minute Maid.
Okay,
apple juice.
You would tag it, but you're on stage.
Hashtag Minute Maid.
No, I tag my joke. I see. I give you the premise. I give you the punchline. Okay. Then I tag it.
John, who's this?
I'm not saying this to put
nobody
down.
ABC.
Oh,
you know,
ABC.
By the way, Aisha by ABC.
I was just gonna say,
legit good song.
I like this song better than that one.
Aisha?
Yeah, I like this, The Playground, better than Aisha.
You like this song?
Yeah,
this
better.
Song sucks.
It's not what I had.
This is like listening to a Kidz Bop
this
song.
Better.
Aisha is a good song. Do we have Aisha?
You listen to this? Like, that's something you enjoyed?
I didn't say I had it. I said I liked it better.
Oh, like the guy who put the band together?
Yeah. It's a Bivens or a Dupree. They both make me uncomfortable.
I thought it was Bivens, the whole East Coast Family thing. I think that was a whole Bivens
thing. Okay, so it was a Bivens.
Yeah. Jermaine Dupree, you've met him in person, right?
I have not.
Three apples high.
No, I know. I might have been in the same room as him, I was about to say. But I'm not sure I've seen him.
He is a not the world's largest human being, Jermaine Dupree.
The best thing about Michael Bivens is that he's just taken a dump in one of the videos for Belle Biv DeVoe. Because they're just like, hey, ugly.
No, go I thought it, no, it was Motown Philly. It was Motown Philly, that video.
Oh, yeah.
That's
okay,
where he's taking the dump. Okay, it was Motown Philly.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that the one where he's sitting on the hoop? Is that what it is?
No.
No, he's sitting on the toilet.
He's literally sitting on the toilet reading a newspaper for some unknown reason.
Well, that's very
in
strange.
In the Motown Philly video. It's when he discovered them.
Do we have Aisha?
Aisha.
No, but we do have this. Name it.
Girl. You got
to live. Joe Public.
Wow.
Joe Public.
Joe Public.
Yeah.
I've heard this song, but I would have had no idea in a million years.
It's just yellow pants that are wide in the leg and skinny on the ankle.
A lot of paint being thrown around the room.
Yep.
You want to see something? We're really off track, but whatever. It's a Memorial Day weekend.
We've been off track since 7.
Okay. watch. No, Bert Breer was in, so we did sports, actually.
That's a good point.
Right, since eight, we've been off.
Okay.
So no need to email us. We're aware.
Don't worry, they're all out of time.
There's no need for a meeting. Do yourself a favor and look at YouTube, the beginning of Living Color, like in the early years.
Mm-hmm.
It might be 10 minutes long. Because you said throwing paint?
Yeah, yeah.
They're like throwing paint around, and like it's like Keenan Ivory Wayans, and it just, camera stays on him for like 30 seconds.
It just keeps going.
And then Fly Girl's not attractive. Even Jennifer Lopez back then, not attractive.
She looked a lot different. She did look a lot different. And you know what, John? How about this freaky song for you?
Oh, Sensitivity, Ralph Tresvant.
Dude, these are unfair because these are Boston guys.
Like, where was this when we were playing the game?
This was the song I was telling you about. This is the song I was playing when I got denied. That
oh,
was
really?
The song. Yeah,
because you wanted to be the sensitive man.
Yeah,
that
was
life.
A sensitive man, and boy, did that not work out.
Okay.
All right. You got our YouTube? Big bridge here.
It's the same snare sound in every one of the songs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not Pet Sounds.
No, this is the same drum beat in Poison or the same snare.
Let's get to Aisha. Oh, this is Playground again. Oh, this is Aisha?
They mentioned the name of their other song?
I think this is still the Playground.
Wait, they said at the Playground.
I just want to hear the chorus.
Oh.
Were they eight? They're like 8 year olds, right?
Oh, they're probably like 30, but
it was Jermaine Dupri.
Jermaine Dupri and Michael Bivins. Max, go ahead.
I just our company makes the inside of Major League Baseballs where we create spin the yarn.
I'll spin a yarn for you. When I was a lad, I used to take my dog to the creek. And one day, good old Goldie, we called her Goldie even though she was brindle color.
All right, you're spinning a yarn. John, who is this?
I don't know this one.
Mint condition?
Yeah, this doesn't sound like a hit. This guy doesn't sound like he's got the $1 million voice.
It's his voice, right? It's like nasally.
Yeah, this doesn't sound like $1 million voice.
No.
That's like a friend of
mint
like
condition.
A random member of, I don't know. Some it's like one of Babyface's cousins.
I know. There's just like,
is there anything worse than Babyface?
Babyface is the worst.
Millions of groups just like that that had one so-so bad song.
Babyface was responsible for what happening?
I don't know that.
Oh, Justin Bieber, right? No, not Justin Bieber. Babyface, it's like he discovered somebody huge.
No, there was an ancillary fallout from Babyface.
Oh.
There was a breakup by Babyface.
I know this.
Oh,
what is it?
David Silver?
Oh, all right. We're doing 90210. Oh, okay.
I thought
Babyface's fault.
It was because he had such a hot manager.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that wasn't Babyface saying, okay, Kari Wuerer, I want you to go hit on David Silver.
No, but he let it happen knowing that he was with
David
Donna.
Silver wound up on stage playing keyboards for Babyface, and then, you know, Kari Wuerer fell in love with David Silver, and she gave him an STD, and it was just ugly.
Yeah. But not even a good one like warts.
No, it was crabs.
You just had one that you just had. Oh, crabs?
Yeah, it was crabs.
It's not even a disease.
Silver, yeah.
Did Bobby Brown?
No.
It's BBD, Do Me Baby. I sung this. Yeah, okay. I fell.
All right.